Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Thursday, February 23rd, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Trump has a message to Joe Biden. More parents are moving in with their kids. Grocery stores rationing produce, and it's really cold in America today. Or it's really, really hot. All that coming up, and of course, Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, Donald Trump visiting East Palestine, Ohio. 72% of the area voted for him in 2020. That can't be the reason why Biden hasn't visited yet, is it? Trump said it's terrible that Biden hasn't been here yet. He said, you are not forgotten. He said, I sincerely hope that when Biden gets back from touring Ukraine, he has money left over. And a reporter yelled, what's your message to Joe Biden? And Trump said, get over here. The mayor of East Palestine, talking about how Biden's in Ukraine and Poland, he said that was the biggest slap in the face that tells you right now he doesn't care about us. I found that out this morning in one of our briefings that he's in the Ukraine giving millions of dollars away to people over there and not to us. And I'm furious. We've shared the story before about how more adult children are moving in with their parents than ever before. But now more adults are moving in with their children. One in four Americans, age 25 to 34, one in four live with their parents. But also more parents are living in with their kids. In 2001, 6% of multi-generational households were headed by the 25 to 34-year-old. Today, it's 9%. Similarly, one in six retirees are talking about returning to work. They're unretiring. The retirees who are thinking about coming back have been out of work for an average of 4 years. Grocery stores in England are rationing the sale of produce, limiting the number of tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, and lettuce. They blame poor weather that has depressed production in Spain and North Africa. Food inflation in England is worse than here, 17%. It's not much better here, 11%. And the CEO of Walmart said food inflation has been the most stubborn driver of elevated price levels. He says inflation may sound lower next year, but let's say it's 3% inflation next year. That's 3% on top of the last year's 11%. So food will still be getting more expensive, even though Joe Biden at the State of the Union said inflation is coming down. America's a big country. Newsflash, right? We have crazy winter storms causing thousands of flight cancellations, and we also have record heat in the Southwest. Florida is expected to see a record high for February of 90 degrees. Some places are 45 degrees above normal. So we will see temperature differences of over 100 degrees across this beautiful country of ours. So stay warm or cold, wherever you are. I'm Mike Slater from the Politics by Faith podcast. The great Bill O'Reilly will be here with your message of the day next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. You are dust. That's the theme of Ash Wednesday, the Christian season of atonement, which begins this week. And to dust you shall return. As a Russian Orthodox Christian, I wonder what Putin thinks of the dust scenario. He is directly responsible for hundreds of thousands of dead human beings. Does he believe that will please the God in whom he professes to believe? About President Biden, he's an ardent Roman Catholic who knows protecting life is a most important theological component of his faith. Yet he promotes abortion with no limits, paid for by taxpayers who are morally opposed to that destructive procedure. Does Joe Biden think the God he worships will be accepting of that? I cannot answer those questions, and I am commanded by my faith not to judge others. Can't cast that kind of stone. But I can raise questions and speak in general terms. Human beings who destroy lives will pay a price. I do believe that. But I don't expect most of the life deniers to ever admit their circumstance. They always have a rationalization. Based on my life experience, I think many people really don't believe in anything after the dust part kicks in. How could they embrace evil or look the other way if they do? Questions to ponder during Lent. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's get to the mail. Glenda, two questions. I've heard that Putin and Zelensky were set to meet to come up with a solution, but Biden pushed this into war. That is false. Who's ever saying that is ridiculous. All right. Two, does Biden not have the ability to tell Kamala and Pete to go to Ohio? Yeah, he does. But he doesn't do it. Merrill Nelson, Lake Preston, South Dakota. I just listened to your news commentary on the 2020 election. Could you tell me what happened to the thousands of affidavits filed about fraud? I can't tell you what happened to them, but they don't become matter of record unless they're used in a lawsuit. You get an affidavit from anybody. But if you don't include it in a federal lawsuit, it doesn't mean anything. And that never happened. Tanya, Bill, you keep mentioning how many people voted against Donald Trump. I agree with you, but why do you think these people would vote any differently in 2024? Because the country is in a lot worse shape now than it was 2 years ago. I'm not saying Trump would win. I'm just saying he's got a pathway. Joe Consiglio, Fenton, Michigan. Love the No Spin News, have all the killing books. Just a quick observation about the 20 election. Could someone please explain how Biden got 12 million more votes than Obama, but won half as many counties? Because the votes were clustered in the urban centers. Biden's base was in New York City, Chicago, L.A., where he overwhelmingly won the popular vote. Joe Peterson, Bandera, Texas. I'd appreciate your perspective in regards to why large urban areas are generally Democratic and non-urban areas tend to be Republican. Because in large urban areas, you have large minority communities. Many of the people are poor and they depend on government entitlements. And the Democratic Party is the party of entitlements. In a moment, something you might not know.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. Bust out the sunscreen. It is officially spring break season in America. For the next few weeks, young students will ditch the textbooks and head south for warmer weather. The tradition began 80 years ago. The original beach party started when two dozen colleges gathered for a swimming competition in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Local businesses caught on quick, catering to the students with cheap beer and hot dogs. This year, spring break means very big business. Here are the most popular destinations in 2023. Panama City Beach, Florida, considered by many to be the spring break capital of the world. More than a 500,000 students are expected to descend on the panhandle. Prices for rooms up 200% compared to last year. Tents, anyone? Next, South Beach, Miami. Frustrated residents there are hoping to avoid a repeat of last year when thousands of rowdy tourists partied each night until sunrise. Locals are asking the city to roll back last call from 5 a.m. to midnight. Number one, spring break attraction, the Big Easy. 2 million folks will travel to New Orleans from Mardi Gras. The tourists are great for business, but bad for the environment. 100,000 pounds of beads and bottles are removed from the streets every year. This year, college kids will drop $1 billion on spring break. 90% of that is spent on hotels and alcohol. For some towns, the kids are just too much. Politicians in San Diego, Houston, Charleston, and Tampa are urging students to stay away. Each February, local police arrest 25,000 revelers across the USA for public intoxication, nudity, and fighting. And the arrests go up in March. Here's something else you might not know. More students than ever are using the break to volunteer for a good cause. Tens of thousands are taking part in alternative spring break programs with organizations like Habitat for Humanity. Back after this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.